All right. So, Gary, so you're a substitute here, you say?
Yes. I'm an extra, what we call an extra in transit parlance.
Yeah. How long have you been doing extra work, so to speak?
About 8 years now.
So how many, do you have this and another job, or how did you get involved with this business?
I was a bus operator and I got reclassified into security.
Oh. How long were you a bus operator?
20 years.
Why did you get reclassified?
Health issues.
Okay. So you've been doing this ever since, and how many?
10.
10. Okay. Mm-hmm. And how many days do you work typically?
5 days a week.
What's the craziest thing you ever saw on the job?
When I was a bus operator, I saw a dead body floating in the Hudson River.
Oh, yeah?
At the end of the line.
At the end of the line?
The BX-15 line on the Hudson River.
Did you find out anything more about the dead body? Did you call
them? No, I didn't find any. There was a policeman already there taking care of business.
Okay. So, do you like this job?
Yes.
Any troubles? It's okay. You get to just sit around, or
everything is fine here.
How many people do you typically see who come through, who you have to secure, so to speak?
I guess I don't know, maybe about 50 to 100 a day, okay. Coming and going.
Coming and going. Mm-hmm. Do people give you a lot of trouble just at this desk at
no,
all?
No, no, because they're all transit workers, so they know why we're here.
So I may be the first non-transit worker you see today, and maybe the only one.
Yes. Yes.
Alright, cool.
How you doing? Okay. Are you gonna be here all morning?
Yes, I know about these people coming in.
Yeah, but that's for the third floor, but
okay.
Or maybe for the fourth. That's for the interviews?
Yes.
Okay, but I don't know if you're aware that two packages were stolen.
Two what?
Two packages were stolen couple of months ago.
From where? Here?
Yeah. So now from the fourth floor, I'm gonna give you this. Because there's two packages that we're expecting.
Okay.
So when the UPS guy comes, we have to be called upstairs.
Okay, what's the number I can call you?
I put it all right here.
Okay.
It's 7615.
Okay, that's
There's
fine.
A package today and a package tomorrow.
All right. And okay? That's for UPS, not
That's
FedEx.
For the UPS, no.
Okay, just well, I thank you for...
Excuse
see,
me.
Now you made my life easier because if he would have come here,
yeah.
I don't know anything and
Because you know what happened? That we were expecting some sleeping bags. Supposedly they came. Never signed, and they disappeared. So now we're getting them redelivered again, but this time I'm playing it safe. I'm the only one that can sign for it. So nobody else can sign for it, so they can't say, John Doe did.
Well, I've had similar experience at my house.
Oh, yeah?
I had a GPS from years ago, but then it went on the blink. I ordered it through the company to get another one. They sent the UPS, and UPS delivered it. I wasn't home, and they left it basically on my stoop.
Oh, no.
So
you know, like you could say you never got it.
That's right. But see, I'm an honest guy.
Yeah. But you could have said that just to mess with them because they should not have done that. Because
I said the next time if it happens, well, I'm going to do what I got to do. That's all.
Because here
say.
They stole an iPad and an iPhone. And I tell you, my boyfriend is the first one. He sent for some car parts. And they left it in front of the house. He called, he said
That's
he didn't get them. He got two now.
And you know what it is? A lot of times it's laziness on the post office workers because
yes.
They're supposed to take it back and leave that little,
little
yellow note.
Because when you're waiting for something, they're real quick at leaving notes. But then when you want them to leave a note, they just leave it.
Or
he got two parts. He's
or
happy.
Don't be home and they ring the bell one time.
Yeah.
By the time you put your shoe on, you know, you hear ding ding. By the time you get to the door, in half a minute, they're gone.
Yeah.
You don't even see the truck.
All you see is the little smoke in the back, and you're looking. They ran right out of there.
Okay, well, I thank you very much.
Excuse me. So I'm doing an oral history radio project. I was wondering if I could talk with somebody here about, you clearly have some stories about how the operation goes.
Well, I have to go upstairs because I'm alone in the forefront. That's the executive office.
The executive office.
Right
is there anybody in the executive office I could possibly speak to about how they just did operations, like 5-10 minutes or something?
I can't really let you up.
No.
Oh. What would have to do to...
You know what? The only way you can do that is if you see one coming and going, you talk to him outside.
Yeah.
Hey, talk to him all day.
Can I talk to you outside, baby?
No, I gotta go upstairs. But you cannot just go upstairs to the fourth floor and interview people.
Security problems, basically, yeah.
As much as I would like to do that.
Yeah.
Because I've been on a job where, Channel 11 came around with their cameras and everything.
Yeah.
And this was during the time, I think somebody stole a bus. They stole a bus from some facility, and they wanted to know more about it, and they came talking about they want to do a story on the property. I said, I can't let you on. But I said, if you want to, you can stand across the street and film the property.
Yeah.
You can do that, but as far as coming on the property, I just can't do that.
It's not easy to get media requests then, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And besides, excuse my language, but I be in deep shit.
Yeah.
Okay, you understand.
No, absolutely. I don't want to, you know, get you in trouble or anything.
But listen, you doing this on your own or for some media company?
Yeah, this is, I do radio stuff, but this is kind of a very long-form project. I'm planning on, I'm doing trial walks for a project where I'm going to be walking across from Brooklyn to San Francisco across the country, and I'll be doing this, and I'll be talking with various people. So I'm doing a few trial walks to give people a sense. So today I'm walking all the way to Garden City, where I'm going to the Cradle of Aviation Museum, where there's an astronaut who's speaking tonight who has spacewalked. So I'm going to talk with him. And so I'm doing this...
You said Garden City?
Garden City, yes. So 21 miles today.
Is that where Lindbergh landed?
Yes, exactly.
From France, right?
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes, you got it.